Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, what's up, you guys? It's your girl Riri
and Coco.
And you are listening to Blog Talk Radio, Real Talk, Real Plans, and I am super excited to be here tonight. Man, it's been so long.
It has. It's been a long time, but we had some personal issues, personal things going on, but we're back.
Lots and lots. So first off, how are you feeling, Coco?
Good. I have been doing laundry today, so my allergies are flared up. So if I sneeze or whatever, I apologize in advance. I did take some medication to try to, you know, keep it so minimal.
I need to do laundry so bad.
Yeah, me too. And I still have been doing it all day, and I got a lot more to go.
I went to a kid birthday party today.
Oh, you did? How was it?
It was kid complete pandemonium.
Of course, it was kids.
Girl, it was like one of those, like, catch air. It was at Catch Air. So kids running around everywhere. I brought my planner. I thought I was going to have a table. They was like, what? No table? I was like, yeah.
Oh, no table?
Yeah. But I finally deboed my way over to a table.
Did they have food?
Yeah, after you got into, like, the back room, there was, you know, pizzas and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. All right, cool.
And my cousin was like, I don't want just no pepperoni and no cheese. We want some real pizza. And she brought snacks. She had chips and her own juice.
Supreme pizza, please.
Yeah, and it was actually pretty good. Like, oh, okay.
Well, good. Is it the one that was out here by me?
Yeah, it was
okay.
Marietta.
Oh, Marietta, okay.
So not too far. So if y'all hear me, you know, opening up some, you know, some of that goodie bag stuff.
Oh, you got a goodie bag?
Listen, my cousin love me.
I was about to say, that's why kids' birthday party is so expensive. You got to make everybody happy. You got to feed the adults. Give them a goodie bag.
Well, you know, she knew if I was coming, I was going to come help. I danced with the kids and everything. I was the one hyping the kids up.
Oh, my God.
And then last night I went to a pole dancing birthday party. Oh, boy.
Pole dancing? Were they teaching pole dancing or somebody was on the pole?
Well, they taught pole dancing, so everybody was on the pole.
Oh, shit.
And so you had to come up with your stripper name, and you had to do the little routine. Then you had to do your little twerk off and all that. So.
How you pick your stripper name?
I just came up with the first thing that was on my head.
Okay. Okay, we'll bite.
I want to pick Juicy because I was just, you know, I was Juicy.
Oh, so just Juicy, not Miss Juicy.
It was Miss Juicy because she a midget. Just
no, a little person.
Oh, a little person. Sorry. You know what I meant, though.
I did. I know.
I'm sorry for our listeners. I did not mean
but
anything
you know
about that.
Yeah, please, because the little people, just like the alphabet community, they're coming at you.
Honey, they're going to cancel me. I am cancelable. I am cancelable. Ooh, speaking of.
Oh,
wait,
go ahead. Wait, who got canceled?
Girl, did you see that Goldmine and Coco done canceled somebody in the planet community again?
Yeah. Wait, not our friend, another person or our friend?
Yes, our friend.
Yes, that was. But wait, her YouTube video about it, girl, I was rolling.
Oh,
I could not believe that. But how immature. And how are you going to get your...
You got to fill them in first because they might not know.
Yeah. So let me get y'all caught up, Planner World. So we have in our planning group, we have a virtual meetup every month just because we're all over the country with people everywhere. Anyway, so on this call, we were talking about stickers and different sticker clubs and different conferences. And so we talked about the Gold Mining Cocoa Conference that never was, the $4,000 conference.
Affectionately called over here, Chateau Hell No.
And that's exactly what it was, Chateau Hell No. So I think they only had a couple people sign up. But anyway, one of the ladies who was a GMCC member, Jim, whatever, was on the call also. And so she was talking about the stickers and Big Head Peyton and, you know, was telling her pros and cons and nothing that I thought would have been that someone would say, oh, I need to take this back to them. So that was, the call started at 1. We ended at 8 or 7 that day. By 8:24, I think it was, the lady on the call had gotten a text message saying that both her orders had been canceled and they were issuing her a refund. And I thought that that was ridiculous and very immature as a shop owner.
And like you said, there was nothing that was said that was out of pocket. What she said was, let's be specific because I don't want to mince words. She said was there was a delay in her order and she was starting to feel frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she said.
And that's no different than what we say about any other place. And I mean, and most people still order from them, but I think as a consumer, you have the right to say when you're frustrated with something that it's not going according to plan.
You have the right. And to block somebody out of your group and to block them on Facebook because they had the quote-unquote audacity to speak ill of the fact that they were getting frustrated with something that was pre-ordered. So that she had about January for her budgeting needs, and she ain't got it this damn near February. Please get the fuck out. I mean, please.
Get on.
Get
and
out of here with it.
Then I was looking at some other group, or was it on a YouTube video? I don't know. People were saying how she got them with the box of, I guess it was like a, what do you call it, a grand box, if you will.
Yes.
And you paid for my, and you got all those, the same sticker. But I will say this. She is not the poster child for that one because the jewel box. Do this. I still got all of them things I got for, it was 5 of each page and 50 of the same doll on each page.
The difference though is that the jewel box told you ahead of time. Well, now, I'm not going to say the difference because somebody did mention in the comments that it was mentioned at GMCC that there would be duplicates. But at GMCC, I mean at Isis Ella Jewel, she said it's enough for you and to share also.
Yeah.
But the price was not astronomical at the jewel box either. Cause
I agree.
And it was some duplicates of the newer, not the same duplicates, different duplicates, but the price was not astronomical. It wasn't like you were angry or upset because X amount and you got so many of the same thing.
Yeah.
Now, my question is, I know that Planners and Tacos is really well known in the planner community. I really want to know if GMCC has canceled her or blocked her or whatever because she's well known and she used names. And you could hear the anger in her voice on her video.
Oh, yeah. I saw her video. Oh, yeah. She was very annoyed.
So I just want to know how it's going to be handled. Is it because that we're Not that we are nobody, but we are quote-unquote nobody in the planner community. Like, we don't have a super large following, or we don't have a cult following behind us. So will it have the same kind of ramifications for her also? That's what I want to know. If anybody has any information on that, you can kind of, you know, call in, tell me what you think. But I'm very interested to see, because both of them were correct in their feelings.
Yes, I totally agree. If anybody wants to weigh in on this, 515-602-9680.
Okay, so that was the first piece of drum. Sorry about that. I just, when you said that, I had to get on about being canceled. I had to get on.
I know. It's so crazy. It's so crazy. I couldn't believe that. Well, listen, I think everybody's starting to learn little by little about these different shops. And those who are, you know, willingly admit that they are small shops and that they are, you know, bear with me. And you have those other ones who are small to medium-sized shops that think that they are like mega shops, and yet how they treat their customers are like a one-man shop, you know, like just the way that they talk to their customers. I think that that's so rude. Not only that, if I felt like somebody was spending their coins with me but yet talking crap, that'd be their problem, not mine, because I'm going to get the coins. So that just shows the immaturity.
And you know what? But at the same time, all money ain't good money.
No, it's not. But you also know that what the people saying ain't a lie.
Ain't a lie.
So you got to look internally.
Yeah,
you got to look internally for that one.
Yeah, it wasn't a lie, so, you know. Also, I've noticed a lot of shipping delays, of course, because of the holiday, so I'm not upset about that. But I noticed that a lot of shops finally like, hey, I am over freaking whelmed. I'm going to close down the shop,
mm-hmm.
give myself some time to regroup, maybe come up with a different model, maybe print some stuff beforehand, cut it, have it ready to ship, and then that way I'm not overwhelmed when more people buy than offered.
Mm-hmm.
Because that will really, you know, that'll shut down on a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
So, since I brought up the holidays, I just want to go backwards in time before I get to wishing you a Happy New Year and all that good stuff. Did you buy any Advent boxes this year?
No. Mm-mm.
Not one?
Not one.
What happened to my shopping partner?
I'll be your shopping partner, but every year, and the little paper clip that they come out the bag with, I'm like, I'm not doing that. I'm not. I'd rather just buy what it is that I want than try to play this guessing game. It's too expensive. It's too expensive for the amount of people who are disappointed.
You know what? I spent a lot of time watching Advent unboxing prior to, you know, ordering any. Not realizing that I need to really start watching around August for the pre-ordering of these Advent boxes. Like, baby, I started thinking about it like end of October.
When you start thinking about Christmas.
Yeah, I didn't start thinking about it. I mean, I didn't realize that people was like letting their Advent boxes pre-order like in August. So I need to put that on the calendar for next year as a reminder.
Mm-hmm.
But so I was watching a bunch of them, so I knew, but I loved Simply Gilded did the damn thing. She basically gave you three kits and three washi sets and an album to put the stickers in and like another pen case, and so I was really pleased with that one. Villa Beautiful always knocks those fuckers out the box. She always, she doesn't call it an ad. Oh, maybe she does. I don't know. But whatever the case may be, if Villa Beautiful is selling it, I'm going to buy it. Matter of fact, my bank sent me a reminder like, hey, just because of your trend, I think you're going to be missing some money on this day because you usually buy it. So,
oh, wow.
You ready? Yeah.
Well, I do buy the kits every month. I did not buy the Advent box. I talked about it with Cece, but I never bought it. I don't know why.
I love it. You know, it's really my jam. It's a dark academia.
Yeah.
Which is not really dark, but you get my point.
Yeah.
But it's really my thing. Has that vintagey kind of look, a book, you know, bookish vibe. I really love it. I did not get Rebel Ink Co. Have you ever heard of them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I did not get Rebel Ink Co., but...
Now I'm going to look them up.
She really, really, really did the damn thing. She got so much. It was so personalized. It was basically everything you needed to set up your planner.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, this planner belongs to. You had tabs. You had monthly stickers. You had weekly stickers. You had... a bunch of, like, personalized vinyls. I loved it. I did not buy it, but I watched it. And then after a popular YouTuber, Whoops, I Did It Again, after she posted it, Rebel Ink Co. opened it up so other people could, you know, still order it. And so I thought that was amazing and very customer service-like.
But stickers are cute. I'm looking here now.
Yeah, right. I went ahead and subscribed and been using them.
Oh my God.
So many. I know. I'm a sucker for the moon and the stars.
Yeah.
So the first kit was, the next one was moon and stars, and I just had to get it.
The Rebel box is called.
Yeah.
Oh, and you know what else I like about her? I'm just going to put this. She's got four different types of boxes you can buy. Oh, no, she's got more than four. There's eight different types of boxes you can buy. Yeah. If you just want. Yeah. There's a subscription. There's four subscriptions, to five subscriptions and three different add-ons if you want. That's good because you don't always want or need everything that's in there or whatever.
No, it's so much.
Yeah, I like this. I'm going to have to check her out. Okay. You held that one from me, but I'll give you.
First order from Lauren Phelps Design. Use code Trisha20, I think.
Yeah.
I
saw that somewhere. I think it's a follower.
Trisha is her name, and the link is in the bio. Use her affiliate link.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I got the admin box. Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. A bunch of flowers.
Of course.
More flowers than I need.
Yeah.
However, it is gorgeous for, like, junk journaling and your planners, and it had, like, a leather box thingy. Like, these people really put in effort. Which really pissed me off.
When
I opened up this Advent box from, I have not dropped the name, and I usually don't, but I just got to call it out because she doubled down on me.
Oh, wow.
I opened it. I was not happy at all. I even made a reel about
it. Is she the one who sent the rock? Oh, no, that wasn't her. Never mind.
No,
sorry.
That wasn't her. Nope, not the rock.
Okay.
But I didn't even post the rock video.
Oh, you just did that. Oh.
I just did
that. Okay, sorry.
There's luxury in simplicity, ma'am.
Okay, I got it. All right, sorry.
So I made a reel, and it looks like the price is right. So if you're interested, go ahead and go look on my Instagram. It is Real Talk with Riri.
Mm-hmm.
And look at the reel that looks like the price is right. And it is my Advent box. And I say, guess how much you think this costs. When I tell you there was no cohesiveness at all in this box, I was so irritated. I was so displeased. So I sent her a message, and I said, hey, I am not trying to be rude, but I want to tell you how thoroughly disappointed I am. I was a first-time customer, and this is clearly not what I expected for an Advent box. And I gave her several examples of boxes that I had bought before, things that I saw on her website that I thought might be in the box, because I looked on her website to gather the kind of stickers it were. And she basically said, well, if you bought each sheet individually, it would cost this much and this much. And, ma'am, if you offered me to purchase any of these sheets, I would not buy any of them. And so, yeah, planning from A to Z, your box is trash. And I think I might even put it on YouTube because somebody deserves to know. I don't want anybody else to go out there. This is her first box, and it was trash.
So the stickers and stuff that she put in there was not stuff that's really on her site?
No.
You think she went to the Dollar Tree and
it was like, it looked like clip art. Like, girl, it's a big ass, like, iron. Who needs a sticker for an iron that's 2 inches big?
An iron, like the clothes iron?
Yes, I don't even iron my clothes.
I know that's right.
Haven't you heard of the D-Wrinkle 20? What are you talking about?
Wait, what is the D-Wrinkle 20?
When you put it in the dryer on 20 minutes because it de-wrinkles your clothes. I am not ironing nothing.
I just buy stuff that I don't need to iron, and I just buy my jeans tight enough so they don't have.
Listen, my belly will stretch out this shirt. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Girl, I was so, so, so disappointed. And
yeah,
so,
that's too big of an iron, even for people who do iron.
Girl, it was 2 inches. Nobody wants that in their planner. It's like 8 squares on my Stylogy page.
This iron is weak.
8 by 8. Like, why? Why did you pick up this off the? Listen, after you get off, after we get off the show, I want you to go look at that reel, and then look at those stickers, and then be like, "Girl, who needs that?" Again.
Yeah, I will.
I will, and I'm gonna put it in my story. Matter of fact, I'm gonna put it in my story again because somebody needs to see this. Okay, I'm done now. Sorry, y'all. Okay, so.
Okay.
We're done with Christmas Advent. Happy New Year.
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, now we're to January.
Now we're back in January. Okay. Okay. Happy New Year. Happy Lunar New Year. It is the year of the rabbit.
Oh, yeah. I just bought a Coach purse today, and it was for the Lunar New Year. It's
Ooh,
cute. It's got a rabbit on it. It's red. It's got red trim, like a beige kind of the rest of it, but the bottom is like this white, which is the one thing that gave me pause because I don't like white. I kind of like white purses, white shoes, like white stuff. I mean, white accessories and stuff I don't like. But anyway, but it was all in all, it was a cute purse. So I bought it today because it came across when I was scrolling Facebook, the Coach Outlet stuff. But anyway, and that's what made me think about it when you said that Lunar New Year. Anyway, it was cute.
Yeah.
And it was like, take another 20% off plus another 8% or whatever once you get to the checkout. So I was like, oh, okay.
So how much was it?
It came to $132 when I was done. Like after all of the, it was just the one, but it was when after you did all the, what do you call it, discounts, then the taxes and all that, it was fine. It was $132.
That's not good.
Yeah, don't judge me.
Okay. So do you want to tell me something about your lineup?
Well, I'm going to give you 3 guesses, and the first 2 don't count. Who do you think I'm using?
Does it start
Drum
with
roll.
J?
Yes, I have Jane's Agenda for my work planner, which I love. There's one that's specifically for a business, And then I have my mini size James Agenda. And they're both discs that I'm using. And I just got in the mail today. Well, actually, yesterday, the mail until today. My January box, which I want to say this because everybody talks about shipping time for the holiday and all that. One thing about Jane's Agenda is ship when she says it's going to ship, and you get it 3 or 4 days later. This shipped on the 17th, and it was delivered yesterday, so it was 4 days. The same day that she builds for next month, she ships out last month, I mean this month. So anyway, and her customer service is really good. So
like
good that they double shipped me a box one time, 1 month, and I'll send it back.
Oh, that was really kind.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have kept it.
Yeah. But they're really nice. If you call and say, oh, so such and such was supposed to be in my box and it wasn't there, they'll put you through all the ringer. Oh, take a picture of your box, show me, get your video unboxing and all that. They don't do all of that shit. Like, okay. And then they send it out to you. So, anyway.
Shout out to the good customer service, okay?
Yeah, no, I know, and that's what you look for, right? So, you know, I don't mind spending, you know, whatever it is that I spend every month because the customer service is good. So, you know, sometimes you get what you pay for. Well, not all the time, because some of them people pay a whole lot for to be a diamond or whatever they call themselves, and then they get cussed out on the regular.
Cussed out, guilt trip, deleted and blocked.
On the regular, honey.
Honey, mm-mm.
I'm like, mm-mm. Oh, my God, so condescending. But anyway, I wouldn't pay that to be talked to like that.
You know, you got to pay to be in the MLM over here.
Wait,
did you know that it was, I think we talked about this before, but did you know there was a planner MLM?
Mm-mm. We didn't talk about this.
It's
what's the name of the company?
Wait, this isn't even on my list, but let me just put a thing in it, and we're going to do some research for next time. So if any of you have information on Tula XII, what's that, Tula 12?
Oh, yeah, you know what? This came up one day. I'm looking now because you know I can't wait.
I know, but I mean before we talk about it in detail.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because I want to do my research on it first, but...
Oh.
I have been added to a group, and it's giving MLM Avon Party.
Yeah, so that's exactly.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, join our team. Excuse me, sorry, y'all. Oh, yeah, build a plan. Uh-huh.
Okay, so we'll be talking
about
that.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Yeah, next week, because I am. Next week is... conference.
Yes. Okay. Wait. So, quickly, I'm going to talk about my lineup for 2023.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, I was so excited about the Sterling Ink one. It's like a hobo dupe. It's in B6, meaning smaller than a composition book, but not quite. Not tiny. It's like 5x7. So there you go. B6 is about 5x7. Those are for the people who are listening that, you know, don't know, because I have to remember that everybody I share it to doesn't know. So I was so excited about it. It has monthlies, weeklies, and then room for dailies. Super excited about it. And then I got another planner, which is half letter, which is basically A5 or a folded piece of paper in half. I can't tell you the dimensions because I just don't know my math.
Oh, okay.
But, and I love it. That thing has everything. It has home, travel, you know, cleanup schedule, menu planning, project planning. Monthly, weekly, daily, and it's all dated, and it came for the quarter. And so I've named her Gigi. That's the one I did the reel that she got the Gucci belt on. I just love her.
Okay.
And I haven't been using my Sterling ink. So I'm trying to figure out what to do with it. And I still have my Villa Beautiful Weeks that I call like a Vobo. And in my half letter, I have added most of the Jane's Agenda dashboards that she sent me, and I really love it. It's given her some pizzazz. Now I need to make me a couple just to give her some personality. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Some of my own personality. So that's working on for the year, and I still haven't quite figured out how I'm using everything, how to make it work, but I'm thinking I'm just going to, you know, I don't know. That Sterling ink is going to get used, even if it's just for decoration.
Yeah, just to put, yeah, make a memory planner.
Yeah.
Don't you have one of those little mini printers?
Picture printer?
Yeah. You can use it for stuff like that. You know, I mean, you can use that and make a memory planner, make that other one a memory planner.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah.
This Tula 12 place used to be, or it's the same company as the 1407 planners. They love numbers. But we got quite a few outlaws in the 1407 planners group. I wonder if, anyway, we'll get y'all more information on the MLM, but that's who it is. And I had ordered from them before when they were just the 1407 planner.
Okay. I need to definitely get information on that. So let's talk about conference season. Conference coming out the woodworks, baby.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. I'll tell you what. Excuse me. I'm really curious now that CPC is coming back, and they said in the fall.
What's CPC?
And SGS.
What's CPC?
Chicago Planner Fashion.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're making a comeback because they just posted that they were going to have their conference in the fall, which is amazing, and I love their conferences. But, you know, SGS is having theirs in the fall also. I just hope it's not in – I hope CPC is not the weekend before after my birthday because I'll be gone both weekends. Because that one's one I have to, I would love to go to again, let me say that. But anyway.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I know you've talked about it, but for those listeners that haven't heard you talk about it, you want to tell us a little bit about why it's so amazing to you, in your opinion, or?
I think it's well put together. I think they have great speakers. I think their lineup is good. Their processes are good. You know, the swag was really good. The interaction with the people before, during, and after the event, I think is also good. And I'll tell you, I looked because I saw that they posted for positions, like real job positions, or they don't pay, but they get a guest. I looked at their job descriptions, and they get, you know, they get their room and event stuff free. But the way that they go about it, and they're looking for business-minded people. It's just not, oh, because you're my friend, now you come and help me do this, or you know a person who knows a person who knows a person. I mean, it's a real business for them.
Okay.
And it's done professionally, which I think is what helped the happy planners want to come out. What was the other lady? Plum paper planner. Like all the names. Erin Condren, all those people were there, or they sent people with stuff also to come. So that's why you see those people at those bigger conferences. These are opinions only. I don't know that for a fact, but I'm assuming because, you know, you have to get your name out there in order for other people to, you know, want to come and participate or put their name out there, right? You have
right.
to have some business about you. So I think other people will get there at some point or not and just make it, you know, regional type thing. But I think that's why everybody's waiting for CPC to come back. I mean, people have been in the group asking since the last one or since COVID went away again, because the last one was the couple weeks before the world shut down for COVID. So everybody's been waiting for that one to come back. So I'm kind of happy that it is.
I'm really excited about it. I really love to go away to a planner conference and experience some more people. I really love what I get to experience here in, you know, Georgia. And I really love to meet people, but I want to travel too, you know?
Oh, yeah. And we have a lot.
That portion of my planner. Packing list and all that.
Yeah, and the one that's coming up this weekend, we'll get to see a lot of the people from our group in person instead of on video chat.
I am really excited.
I know, I am too. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
If you are coming to the
Planet
Memory socials at Hogwarts and you see us, be sure to shout us out.
Say hi.
Hey, yeah. We have planned on recording from there. Am I correct?
Yes.
Yes. Recording live. We'll be in the same place finally. Maybe we can get some guests on the show.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yes. I've had a lot of people actually reach out and talk about, you know, being guests so that we could have them. I've even done interviews. I don't know if I told you about that. Yeah, I think I told you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The interview I did when I was in Augusta, I just hadn't even had a chance to, like, put it on or record it. I might record it live and put it on.
Yeah, that would be good, I think. But, yeah, I'd like to do it, and I am volunteering at this one. I don't know. I just get myself in all kinds of stuff.
All kind of shit.
All kind. You know, everything sounds like a good idea in the beginning, right? You're like, oh, yeah, I can do that. And then you're like, oh, okay. I mean, I don't mind because obviously I'm volunteering. I don't mind helping, obviously.
I wonder if it's a 501c3. If it is, I'm definitely going to get my papers. I need no community service hours, okay?
Yeah, I don't know, because this is for profit, so I don't know. But, yeah, so anyway, I'm looking forward to that, but I would like to have some of the people, too, because, you know, what we experience is not always someone else's experience.
It
would be good to get different views and, you know, what works for them, because you all already know about my situation at Israel. Whew. So.
Yeah, and you know, I make the party don't make me.
Oh, no.
So wherever I go.
That's true.
Super lit.
Yeah, that's true. But I think this one will be a lot different and I think really nice, like, just because, you know, be more people that we all know. So I'm excited and looking forward to it.
Me too. I've been looking around, and did you know that there were Go Wild tickets left?
I saw something about that, but I'm going to have to say, I'm not shocked.
Me either.
Because I do have limits on what I'll pay to go to one of these things.
And $700 is your limit?
Oh, it's past my limit. It's way above my limit.
Yeah.
Of what I would do. I don't have, and I don't know, I've never been to Go Wild, so I don't know how it goes for the tables, because I think people are so, like, kind of running other bulls. I don't know if that's true or not. If we're wrong, tell me. But that's another thing. I'm not going to pay $700 and then have to figure out, run to the table. You know, like at the other places, you save your top three or five, I can't remember, tables. Like, will be your first choice, second choice, third choice, whatever. And they try to put you at those places.
I think that's a great idea also.
I do, too. And so they do their best to put you at one of the choices that you make or something similar to that. And then when you go register, your table number is on your badge. I can't think. The link.
Yeah,
the, no,
like,
takes my time in the morning. I don't have to line up before day in the morning. Exactly. You already know where you're going, so just go whenever you get there. So,
because I might fight somebody.
I think it was like that at SGS too. I think it was on our registration, which is the way it should be, and it just is what it is. But anyway, so yeah, I'm not shocked about the Go Wild tickets. Okay, not at all. Plus, people are probably trying to wait for the loans to come through so they can pay to go.
You know, they're probably doing like LuLaRoe, had them folks doing, taking out loans. And
yeah.
Asking their family. Oh, there's supposed to be, wait, there's something else. There's supposed to be another plan or something going on. And the lady is like, it's very vague. There's no names being dropped. Nobody knows who's supposed to be there. And this lady ain't sold nothing. And so now all of a sudden she's talking about you can even get split tickets.
Oh, I know. That's I know that I met her a couple of conferences ago. And actually I saw her again at SGS. And she said it, Kelly, I think is her name.
Yeah, maybe so.
Yeah. I saw that. She still hasn't said, well, she was saying you can split the payments or something?
Like split tickets, like you go today and I'm going to go tomorrow.
So she's trying to sell them tickets, girl. She doesn't have, and she's, again, a new conference person, right? So she doesn't have the big name shop. She doesn't have the draw for people, right? Because everybody's in tonight.
She's not saying nothing.
Yeah, but I think what it is, she doesn't have shops because she's asking for people who wanted to you know, sell at the thing.
Oh, vendors.
So she doesn't have any, yeah, vendors. She doesn't have anything really set up for what she's going to do. You know, and that's what a lot of these places,
it's very obvious.
They just go and get the venue. And then they're like, okay, this is how much it's going to cost y'all, and I'll let you know later on who's going to be there. It's like buying a concert ticket and not knowing who's going to be the performer.
Exactly. And the answer is a big fat fuck no for me.
Yeah. You know, so.
Excuse my language, but no, I'm not doing it.
But honestly, though, for any of these conferences, we don't really know who's going to be there until... you buy the ticket and you get in the ticket holder group, then they start giving you all the who's going to be there, who's going to be the table, who's going to be the vendors.
But they kind of release what's going to be going on.
Oh, yeah. You kind of, and you have an idea.
Yeah. At least they released a theme. Or, like, I just bought a ticket for Planner Candyland. And it's here in Augusta with the Georgia Planners and Crafters. And it is a bit of a ride, yes. However, I have a good time when I go. It's small enough that I don't feel overwhelmed, but it gives me the conference experience that I have yet to really experience.
Yeah. But you will this weekend, I think.
Oh, yes. And I'm excited about it. So, no, I don't know who's the speaker going to be, but because I've seen so many pictures and been to so many of their events and know the quality, I'm willing to not know who's going to be there.
Right. But let me say this. In the Kelly girls' defense, not that one is needed. It's like, for me, I've never been to the ones in Augusta. So I'm not really willing to drive the three hours. You know what I'm saying? But you are, because you've been, you know the people, and you know what is normally there.
Yeah. Well, the first time I went, I didn't. You know, it was cheaper than.
You're adventurous.
It was less than $100. It was like $50. And when I went, it was the Planner Queen one, and I came back with so much stuff. And was like, oh, my God.
And you do always win something. But I think they are good about making sure that everybody almost gets something.
Oh, yeah.
I do see the pictures, and I would love to go one day, but I would just have to go and, you know.
Well, you can
or
carpool.
Stay. I'll go and stay maybe and do something else. I don't know.
Yeah.
But maybe
stay
so.
Overnight.
Yeah. Do that.
A lot of them, I'm sure, go to, you know, dinner or something like that
afterwards. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but I don't, you know, again, I'm usually carpooling. And people got to get home to their children. And
yeah, because I know a lot of people from the Atlanta area go. So I'm not. It's just me. It's a me thing. It's not anybody else.
No,
and
no,
I think
no,
that,
I know.
And I like the people who are
talking you
who put it on. I know you are. I know you are. I am going to do it one day.
That's all. That's all. I'm just talking you into coming.
I know. I know what you're doing.
But it'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be fun. They said.
Have I ever led you astray?
Not really.
But bam.
Yeah, not really.
But either way it goes, I'm really excited about this weekend. I know that there's a pajama party planned. I don't have any new pajamas.
Oh, I do. I have my Harry Potter. Well, they're not pajamas. They're leggings.
I'm really jealous.
I'm going to make me a shirt.
Oh, I was about to say I won't have any Harry Potter anything, but I'm going to bribe Coco into making me a shirt.
Yeah, and I am going to do it.
That's love right there. But I am working on my Harry Potter junk journal so that I'll be able to, you know, have a place for people to sign and put their Instagram handles, put pictures, and they can sign it like a good old, you know, the, what we call it?
Oh, like a, yeah. What's it called? When you graduate from high school?
Yeah, your book.
Yeah, but there was always another book, too. Anyway, yeah.
An autograph book, a memory book.
Yeah, maybe a memory book. There you go.
Yeah.
I still have mine. And I graduated 100 years ago.
Heck yeah. I was just looking at it the other day. That's when I knew I was a scrapbooker.
Yeah, way back then, huh?
Yeah. Girl, it still had the rolls, like the collage from prom. Like, what, girl?
Yeah, I know my flowers are still in there. And the little purple, the purple ribbon is barely, it's like a, you should know. That's from the answer.
Oh, yeah. I knew then. I should have known then.
Oh, maybe that was a blue ribbon. I don't know, but anyway.
I know. Such a good day. So, can we talk about this whole PPC thing?
TPC, yeah.
It is so much.
Yeah, so we'll use our last 2 minutes of the show for that. It's a lot going on.
Girl.
And
okay.
It's so much that it's confusing. But I remember back in, what it was, October or November, this lady came on and said that they banned her from it.
Yeah, so they banned her. And so it's been a lot of behind-the-scenes action with other shops. So, you know, TPC is a planner collaborative, and so they had basically, they had a planner, the TPC Nation planner.
Yeah.
And so this one shop, the Penny Pages, actually, I don't think her name is Penny, but I want to call her Penny. But anyway, the Penny Pages, a real, and was like, hey, you guys, if you love the TPC Nation planner, you might want to order them now because they're taking them off the shop on 12/31, on December 31st, and that's it. And it was like maybe 6 days before.
Oh.
And so you know when somebody tells you something that you know is selling.
Yeah.
That fast something that went down, right?
Uh-huh.
And when I say, it's so people have like TPC Nation kits in their shop.
Oh.
Yeah, like the format just for that planner.
Oh,
and
wow.
So for her to, you know, just say it, you're like, oh, my God, what's going on? And so I did, like, some digging. And so about 6 years ago, they put the Planner Collaborative together. Mm-hmm. And it's a bunch of shops that get together, and they have these sales every month. And they have a big following. They have, like, a Facebook group with over 11,000 people in it. I mean, there, of course, are shops that are in the sale every month. You have to apply to be in it. Excuse me. You have to apply to be in the sale. And some people, you know, get to, you know, the mean girl thing. Some people can be in, some people can't be in. I get banned because I didn't like enough of your post, stuff like that. Well, anyway, they had a sub box. And so everybody would basically mail them to the owner of the person who put together TPC Nation. She says she doesn't have a shop, but she basically owns TPC Nation, right? Mm-hmm. So they would, all these shops would mail their stuff to her. And I'm not talking about a little bit of stuff. Girl, so after they said they wasn't doing it no more, why didn't they send them back their stuff? And these boxes were huge.
Oh, no.
Stuff that they had print and cut. I mean, so many. And never, ever, ever, like, told them, I don't need you to send me 50 of your things. I just need maybe 20. Like, she never told them the quantity that they were selling each month.
Uh-huh.
She was sitting on a project, wasting their time, because they were still doing it every month.
Oh, my God.
And this lady was like, this is like two boxes full. And so they've been doing this for so long. And so now they just sit, she sent all that stuff back to them. Caitlin posted up in the Facebook group, oh, I can't believe everyone's talking about us and my admins, and they've done nothing. We've done nothing but be nice and blah, 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 blah. And so because of that, we're canceling all the TPC sales.
Oh, wow.
Do you think that she told the shop owners this?
No, because I heard that people were saying that they were finding out from the customers.
And so now the shop owners are basically, you know, they earn a lot of money for that. But
yeah.
You train your people not to shop until it's a sale.
Right, exactly.
Which, yes, it's bad, but, I mean, as a consumer,
it's good.
Okay?
Exactly.
If I don't, you know, have a good-ass sale every other month, then...
I'm away.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, on the other side of that, it doesn't mean that I'm going to quit shopping with you. It just means that I may not have the same frequency. And so I just really felt bad that she's, excuse me, that she's playing the victim again, while clearly you are victimizing these people.
Yeah, clearly.
Because they're all like, oh, I don't know, could just be an email. Hey, I won't be in the TPC sale anymore. So this young lady, named Megan, comes into the space and it's like, hey, so, yeah, we've left TPC, and we know you guys need a new home, so we're going to start a new group.
Oh.
And so people are like, oh, okay. And she's like, this group is not going to be like all the other groups. And so.
Shady.
Of course there are the ones who called it out and are like, hey, well, why is your group not like the other groups?
Oh, no.
And basically, they went and they scrubbed her shit and found out that she's a Trumpster And they called her out. They called her friend out. Gave her the business. So you know my nosy ass went to be in the group.
She just being messy.
Oh, I was like, wait a minute.
Oh, damn.
So I got to go delete my request and try it again.
But do you think they still up and running?
Yeah, it's a lot of people in there.
Oh, okay. What's the name of the group I'm
going to
try to get into?
Today.
What's the name of it?
I'm going to tell you in one moment. It was, she said, we're not going to be like the rest of them. It was like, why not? Why not? Oh, maybe she did. Oh, here we go. The Planner Social. Well, she named it. And so it's going to be a community and quarterly collab sale like you've never seen. So now she's going to be not the plant, not TPC. Now she's going to be TPS.
Oh, yeah, Megan is the only admin, too. Okay.
Yeah. She ain't fucking with you, girl. Let me in. Okay, so now I get to be nosy with the races.
Yeah, they went.
Oh, Anna, they already.
She said she has zero tolerance for hatred, bullying, spam, and any sort of clicky behavior.
How can you stop that?
I don't know. Well, you know how they be.
Anyway, So they gave her the business. You hear me? When she opened it up. How is it different from other planner groups? They asked her all the tough questions about if I post a pride spread for June and someone makes a homophobic comment, how will those be handling? And, of course, basically, she said, I don't know what to do. And everybody, fuck your group. We don't want to be in there.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, if she's a Trumpster, she's going to probably not even let your post go through, lady.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, that was a quick hour.
Oh, it was. So we have plenty of things to investigate. So I'll be investigating more on 2/12 or whatever that Roman numeral means, because like I said, I'm not good at math. I'm going to find
it's a 12.
For a half letter so we can talk about that. And I'm going to be investigating thoroughly more about TPC and TPS. If you have anything. Oh, my God. If you have anything you want me to look up.
That just scared the hell out of you.
Let me know. And I really, really am excited to. And that's it. Coco, anything?
No, we'll talk to y'all next weekend. I'm not sure which day we're going to go live from Planner Mary Social. Conference, but we'll be there, and maybe we'll have some of the outlaws that'll want to go live with us.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
I'm super excited. You guys, thank you so much for listening. Happy Lunar New Year. Happy New Year. Make sure that you are taking care of yourself and each other. And remember, peace is only a problem. Your brand is a beast. Have a good night.